The sun is kind of blinding, okay?
Yeah, it is blinding. This time of year, I've noticed that golf practice and stuff, like, it's hard for me to see the golf ball. The sun is technically closer, I think, this time of year, even though we're not warmer. It's kind of a oxymoron, I guess you say. But it is bright this morning, let me tell you that.
It's the 20th shortest day of the year.
You're talking about December then, buddy.
December.
Yeah. But fall is coming here, so next week would technically be start of fall.
Yeah, 21st?
The 21st, maybe next weekend.
Maybe that's
next
I'm
Monday, week from Monday.
Next, yep. 21st is first day of fall.
We actually go into fall, but we've had some good fall weather already, and we had exactly what we talked about. We've had September, and we've had no rain, and that's what's happened the last 10 years.
That lady yesterday on Queen City News kept going on about drought conditions.
Oh, man.
Not that long ago, we were talking about flood conditions.
We've had a lot of rain. It just hadn't come at consistent time. So.
It should have been maybe 7 weeks, but I know we had something to say.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not getting any moisture over here right now, but October's coming around the corner, so
we got some last Friday, didn't we?
We got some last week. It was but we didn't get as much as some people did. No.
It just tells me I've got to go out and water my hydrangeas and my other shrubs out there.
Yeah, almost every day.
I did call the water truck again to water our dust, but it didn't work this time. It didn't rain after, so.
You didn't earn last time.
I'm 2 out of 3 on that now, so stats are going down. But
water 3 times this year.
Our lot gets so dusty that we used to take a sprinkler out there and just let it run. But I got some buddies that have a water truck. They just come in there and just
spray it down
good, so. That might last a day and a half.
I don't know why your lot gets so dusty over there, but it is.
Because it's dirt and rocks and dust. And when trucks go in and out, like.
We had to grab a parking lot for 50 years.
I don't think you have as many big trucks going in and out as we do or something, maybe. So. You had another entrance down there, too, where you unloaded stuff.
Well, there's a big parking lot put down there. Is actually,
we got one way in, one way out.
There's actually crushed concrete.
Yeah.
Steve Holler put it down there. He got the city looking. Then they've used crushed concrete or two instead of buying a horse run.
Yeah.
Saved $1 million.
Mm-hmm. But
he bought a crushing plant, the crushing stuff.
We put the crushing run down and all that stuff. It recycles and the dust comes up. But we've been busy. It's good. And it is time to get your seed, fertilizer, time to aerate, lime.
You finally got the seed for sale.
Oh, yeah.
You had it for a couple of months and then had it out for sale.
I've had it there. I hadn't pushed people to do it because I thought it was going to maybe get warm again. And if you don't have irrigation, you might want to wait another week or so to do it. But if you have irrigation, go ahead and just put it out and should be good.
We used to put it out and rain 3 weeks later and come up with the rain.
If people are worried about the birds eating seed, the birds really don't eat, just gobble up seed like
not
that.
Grass
too
seed.
Much. Yeah, they don't. There's no taste in grass seed, really, so.
There are a couple of varieties to eat, but not all of them.
Lauren would tell you that.
Just go to Wild Birds Unlimited and get you some bird feed, get you a little suet, and the birds will be happy.
You get the real bird seed, then they leave you the grass alone.
She rides suet for the woodpecker.
Yeah. How about that?
I got to go by there and get me a couple suets too.
I heard Lauren advertises a good bit on the show here. I've heard her... on the station. I heard her last night at high school football game. So they do a good job here, like a lot of our other sponsors do.
The station is a good package program.
Yeah. And spread out the wealth.
I had a wild bird experience this week. Well, a flying something or other. But at work over at the cotton factory, we got a big smokestack. It's been dormant about 60 years. Mm. Somebody sent me a video from about 8 o'clock and about 1,000 bats
Wow.
Coming out of that smokestack, swarming and flying around in circles, and got a wildlife expert out there and looked at the video, looked around. He said, brother, you ain't got bats.
Nah, I know what they are.
He said, they're purple martins.
Yep. Oh,
and,
okay.
Oh, man. And he said, they're a migratory bird, mm-hmm. and they're coming through, and they've built these little mm-hmm. semicircle nests all in the inside of that
yeah.
smokestack. He said, they're not going to do any damage. Mm-hmm. They're going to take care of a lot of your bug problem.
Yeah.
And they're going to be gone in about a month. I said, okay, well, that makes me feel a lot better yeah. about wow. the situation.
Well, I talked to Lauren about this. The starlings are here, I think, too. And if you look on, it's actually right there where Steve Crump's billboard used to be years ago. People don't know where that is, but it's at the Walgreens on the corner of Mount Gallant and Celanese. There's a giant tree back there, and the starlings are in there. Again, they come every year, and they just come in swarming. If you go in there late in the evening before it gets dark, you can watch them just as a it looks like water in the air, so many right. of them.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy. So you ought to go look yeah. at it. So coming back on the way from Waterford after practice, you can see that thing. So
it's on the poop billboard now.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, we'll be right back to the garden pitch.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Start saving money now by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
When I got and we're back to the garden speech. Garden party all day long.
We got to the garden party.
Keep your day job.
Steve and Rhonda. Steve and Rhonda were there.
Usually.
My voice sounds pretty good on the radio singing. I don't know what everybody else thinks, but it sounds good in here.
Keep your day job.
I need headphones on. It makes my voice a little quieter for me, not for everybody else.
Yeah, that means you can't hear it yourself.
Yeah. Muffled.
May I be pretty good this eighth year.
Yeah.
Total 15
I don't think
years.
We're going anywhere.
Hope not. I enjoy right coming over here with you guys on Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to give a big shout out to my mom. Today is her birthday, and she'll be 91 years old.
Wow. Happy birthday.
91. What's her name?
Barbara Propes.
Barbara
Still
Propes.
Living in the house I grew up in.
Wow.
Mill Hill and Cannon in York.
How about that?
Yep.
That's awesome. Happy birthday to her. Yeah. I'd say happy shout out to young lady on my girls' golf team. She also plays flag football for Northwestern, first year ever. Millie Watts turned 13 today.
Woo-hoo. Congratulations.
It's hard to believe she's only 12 years old.
Wow.
And, wow.
Two girls that's only 12 on my team. Isn't that crazy? One looks like a 12-year-old. One's not. She's bigger.
Now, that flag football's taking off.
Yeah.
It is. And I foresee that sometime in the next 10 years becoming a high school league sport.
Well, I guess they're experimenting with it right now, but it's going to be – I think it's an Olympic sport already.
It will be this coming time.
Yeah. But wow. Millie is in the seventh grade, and they had two games already, and she threw 8 TDs.
Wow.
And Northwestern spanked Catawba Ridge and Rock Hill.
Well, go, Millie.
And she's going to be on the varsity basketball team already, so seventh grade.
Doing something right.
Me and her dad were like, hey, man, you could wrestle maybe too, and then in the spring play softball, maybe throw a discus, and you could play six. Letter in six.
Yeah, you ever
sports as a seventh grader?
You ever have a tennis? You ever held a tennis racket? Yeah, something like that.
Well, tennis is now. I couldn't do that.
Well, I'll get the serious sports. How's the golf team doing?
We're doing good, actually. We had our big lady Trojan golf tournament at Lancaster Golf Course Thursday. We actually had it on September 11th this year, and we had 16 schools from the state come and participate. So it was all the ones around here, and then some ones from middle state and over in upper state came over. And I had Kevin Casey from the Sheriff's Department come speak about 9/11, and we had a little volunteer fire department come from Lancaster over there. So it was a good day. Perfect weather.
Yeah, it has
83 degrees, and last year we had that tournament, and it was 53 degrees and rain.
Ugh.
A lot of people didn't like that, so I feel pretty good about future years of this tournament after getting that 53 and rain out of the way. But
how's the granddaughter doing?
Good. She's doing good. She's
still winning.
Still playing hard, doing what she can do. Her little sisters are doing good in school. So
they're pistols.
Yeah, they are pistols. So. Couple of people came over to the house Sunday to watch the Panthers game, which we won't talk about, but they ran around the neighborhood all day playing badminton and softball and all kind of stuff. And went to Smoothie King. Evidently, that's a better take your wallet when you go there. I give them $40 for four or five smoothies, and she brought me back $5.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like, okay, just keep it, Madeline. Keep the change. Hey, I heard an interesting stat. So hurricanes are non-existent this year, seems like. So this is the first year since 1992 that we haven't had one hit the coast.
Well, that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
We'll take it.
So everything's quiet in the upper Northern Africa, where they start, and just there's no dust flying around over there. There's nothing going on. Steve's thinking about this over here.
Oh,
here's a stat. You don't have to dispute it. Just enjoy the stat. You don't have to tear it apart.
I thought one hit the Carolina coast.
No, it did not make landfall. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
I'm Benny Etter. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new modern high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black. or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. Feels so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me.
And we're back to the coach's bench, and Matthew's on a roll this morning.
He is.
Matthew,
a roll of what? I don't know.
Matthew's greatest hits.
Matthew and them, everyone did a great job last night. The South Point played Northwestern. They had Matt down in the field doing a field reporting.
Was it
Perry Sutton was on the other side?
Perry was on the South Point sideline. Yeah. I was on the Northwestern sideline, and what a heck of a ball
game. It was a heck of a ball game. Not disappointed, even though Northwestern lost. The game was up in the air with 10 seconds to go.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a more entertaining one.
And the stadium was packed. It hadn't been that packed. I don't know how long.
Yes,
maybe since old Rock Hill Northwestern days.
Yeah, that looked like 1989 again. Yeah. That was cool, and
everybody got along. There was no problems.
Great sportsmanship.
Yeah, it was.
But Northwestern and South Point sportsmanship. That just turns out.
Yeah, well,
I'm proud of them.
Yeah.
I'm proud of them.
Like we say, championships aren't won in September.
Well, who's in the booth with?
Chris was up there with who?
Chet Tucker.
Okay. Yeah. And
he was an old teammate of mine, and he was a kicker down at USC, and great guy. Hey. You can't ask for a better guy.
I know he kicked there.
Yeah.
Nice. Very good. Well, it was a great night for high school football. So, like I said, get out there and check it out.
Yeah, and everybody had a good time in the stands, and it was wonderful. Good event for the city.
It is good to see. People are parking everywhere.
Yeah.
They do that.
It looked like Wilson's Nursery was open last night at 10 o'clock at night. Parking lot was packed.
Rolling Hills came back.
We had a few red traffic on, but not many.
Yeah. That's a good stadium. Parking is there's a lot of parking there, but when you get that many people, it's got to overflow somewhere. So.
I ain't been since 2010.
Yeah.
And traffic, I mean, Rock Hill City Police, hats off to them, too.
I would say hats off to them. I saw them about 30, 40 of them meeting before the game, and I thanked every one of them I saw for being there, just keeping us safe. And
traffic control after the game, everything ran as smooth as it could. I mean, when you got 10,000 people in one spot.
Was there a number last night?
Not that I know of. We'll have to ask.
8,500 maybe.
Caleb Gaither.
Yeah,
stadium opens.
It was a good ticket. Good ticket for Northwestern.
Oh yeah, and to hear one of my favorite Coach Wallace stories, 1989. You know, Northwestern 10-0, Rock Hill 10-0, coming in that game, and he gets fired up, and he said, "There's 17,000 people in that stadium." The fire marshal had to come and lock the gate. I was in fifth grade, and I was there. I don't even remember if that was. I don't know, Coach.
It could have been close to 10 for that one, but I think I looked up the capacity because I got in an argument with a guy from Texas that came in my store, and he wanted to talk about Texas football. We don't know nothing about Texas football. These big stadiums out there. I said, we put 10 in there. He's ain't no way.
Yeah.
I was 10.
And I was looking on the internet, buddy, and I didn't see Football City USA or any city in Texas. You know, I was... it seems
so
like
you're going
here.
In deep.
Yeah, we went deep. Sorry.
No. I had to walk, it's your store.
I had to walk away.
It's your business.
I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to. The customer's right, but sometimes he was wrong.
He was wrong that day. If you're getting the mood for an argument, go look at some sod over here. Carolina, fresh water.
We're not going to argue about the grass. We might argue about something else.
I'll argue this weekend.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, we are open right now, 8 to 2, so please come out. And lots of smiling faces. My granddaughter Lillian's there. Smiling face, and have these young men load you up with seed. It's sitting in the front parking lot waiting, so you don't even have to go that far. Just come in and tell them what you want. And boom. Starting to sell more mulch now. You know that mulch is one thing that stops the sale of mulch is 90 and 100 degrees. People don't put it out a lot. There.
Yeah, it's rough on the application.
It's not favorable. So
the mulch doesn't care.
Yeah, like you say, the plants, the mulch, all that doesn't care. The sod, but
the person it
counts for people. So it was a good day to get out there, and then I've got a tree already letting leaves fall, so it's got to get them up this weekend. So yeah.
I like to wait for the leaves to fall before I put
my mulch. Like to get them all down
before I put my mulch out.
Oh yeah, for mulch. Yes.
I like the black.
Yeah, mulch. It's not a great time to really do mulch if you have a lot of trees and stuff. But you can freshen up little areas in front of your house.
Mulch harder to put down than pine needles?
Mulch harder than pine needles? No, I think they're both can be a challenge. But I used to do pine needles, my wrist would be sore.
Yeah, I think it's pine needles is harder to put down.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
You got to bend over more doing needles and stuff.
Yeah, and fluff them up and roll them.
Tuck them under on the edges.
Steve, what's your favorite to put down, Steve?
Pine needles.
Pine needles? He likes to do pine needles.
I've always liked pine needles better. Mulch has got too much wood in it.
Must be because I sell all this stuff. I like a combination. I like mulch. I like pine needles. And I like rocks in certain areas. So,
Rocks.
We got them. Come out there. We'll sell you one rock. And we'll sell a whole truck. So we actually have 5-gallon buckets, Carolina Fresh bucket. You can come out there and buy it for $10. And you get to fill it for free.
Huh.
So that's a good incentive to get there.
$5 for the bucket and rock free.
Yeah, one day I'm hoping to see as many buckets like the Home Depot and Lowe's buckets in people's garages.
Do you have them with Carolina Fresh on
it? Yeah, it's got the sticker on it, yep. It's actually yellow. It looks like the color of that CN2 logo there. So
okay.
We had some red ones and we got yeller.
Yeller?
Yeah,
like a mustard color, maybe. So
yeller.
If you're not from around here, that means that's the yellow color.
While you're talking, what should we be doing to grass right now?
Well, like I said, the fescue and all you want to seed, aerate, fertilize. The zoysia grass, you can just keep it clean. You're going to slide in toward the end of this month and do your pre-emergent, and that will protect you from weeds coming in the winter, going into next year.
We don't have any weeds right down, but that's because the cut is so short.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about having that kind of grass, you're coming into the easy times.
So. He cut it again yesterday.
Yeah. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
For a wide range of materials and finished products, mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Benny Etter here.
No matter what the weather, air
AirTech makes it better.
Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof. Take advantage of the area's lowest price winter tune-up now.
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the garbage bench, and thanks to Matthew, we're on short time frame here.
Yeah. Well, we're good. We're good. We had a good show today. We talked about all kind of things again.
Been a very good show.
Talked our usual, talking about 99 different things, and we threw in some gardening and landscaping and all kind of stuff.
That's right.
Talked about football.
Yeah, football.
And my mother's birthday.
Birthday, yeah. Happy birthday to everybody out there.
Happy birthday to Miss Barbara.
And my son, Christian's birthday is Monday.
Ooh, happy birthday, Christian.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Christian.
Yeah. He's going
to
be 35 years old.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Big C.
And it's 35 is her second grandchild.
How about that? All right, buddy.
We'll be back next week. On the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI. South Carolina.